Hello everyone, my name is Sigflup, and I want to share with you a tiny program to help you generate DNB songs. So you can download this at http://tmd.freeshell.org/dnb.tjz. And so that's tmd.freeshell.org/dmb.tjz. And before you get anything, let's play a song from this program. So we'll be right back. Now, what this does is, and I described this technique very briefly on episode 2 of Demo or Bust. What this does is it plays a drum loop that sounds like this. Over and over again, and the keys Q, W, E, R, T, Y, U, I, A, S, D, F, G, H, J, K are mapped to bits of where the sample is in while it's playing. So you push these keys together and it XORs these bits together so that they are both one if either of them or both happen to be one. And that's where most of the choppiness comes from. It's actually kind of simple. There are two more techniques in here. Another one is you can press one of these bits and press the space bar. And when this bit is one, it mutes the audio. So you get kind of like sort of sounds. It's kind of nice for coming back up on beats or something like that if you have a really significant bit being muted, so you have a lot of time being muted. And the third technique is the position of the sample is, if it's not linear, if it's linear, the speed of it can be modified by the keys Z and X. So if you have like a beat that goes ding 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 ding, if you speed it up, it goes ding 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 ding. You can kind of hear that ding 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 ding. So if it's not linear, then the position in the sample gets returned to where it would be if it was linear, if that makes any sense. If you play with it, you'll probably get sort of an intuitive feel for what it's doing. So this is a script of sorts. The file has two files in it. It has D and B, and also has test loop dot wave. And what you want to do is run D and B with the argument test loop dot wave, and it uses that file as a loop. Now, this script requires that you can compile things. It requires the SDL development libraries. You want to type SDL-config, and if you have this program, well, that'll probably work. If you don't have this program, you might want to do apt-get install SDL devil or something like that. And the other thing it needs is socks to convert the sound file. And I hope you use this. I'm not really going to maintain it at all. So if it doesn't work for you, you're going to have to fix it yourself. Like, I know one thing it does is it's pretty much assumes that the audio buffer it asks for is what it gets. So maybe if you have a USB sound card, you'll have like a really huge audio buffer, and it probably won't work. But you're going to have to fix that yourself. But you can use it. Like, if you can use it, you should use it. And if you make any music from it, please let me know, because maybe I'll play this music on a radio show or something like this. So take care. And if you want to email me about this, again, my email address is pantsbutt@gmail.com. So take care, and bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.